Hi there. The word for you today is on marriage rights. Solomon writes, Ecclesiastes 9 verse 9, live joyfully with the wife whom you love. Sonia Ely writes, and I quote, I was watching my 5-year-old granddaughter play with her toys. At one point, she staged a wedding, first playing the role of the mother who assigned specific duties, then suddenly becoming the bride with her teddy bear groom. She picked him up and said to the, quote, minister presiding, now you can read us our rights. Without missing a beat, she became the minister who said, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be held against you. You have the right to have an attorney present. You may kiss the bride. Now, seriously, to know what your marriage rights are, you need to go to God's Word. And you must understand certain things. Let me spell out a couple of them. One, marriage is God's idea. In the Garden of Eden, God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper comparable to him. Now, that word comparable means compatible with his or her needs. Understand this, when you marry somebody, you marry everything they've been through. Each of us brings our own baggage. And unless you sort out what to keep and what to discard, things can quickly erode. And number two, when you leave God out, you'll have problems in your marriage. Satan, I believe, has made marriage one of his prime targets. He loves to promote strife. So when it comes to marriage, we've got to learn and relearn to forgive. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. God's plan for your relationship is strength and harmony, not strife and confusion. He wants to help you build a strong, loving union that glorifies him. And to do that, you've got to show grace and resolve to make Jesus Lord of your relationship.